The scripture reading is John 14, verses 1 through 6. As I selected this particular text, I then got the feedback from the family that, yes, this was a good text and a favorite, in fact, of Irina's. So hear the word of God. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Thus ends the reading of the Word of God. In John 14, our Lord Jesus Christ has just celebrated the institution of the Lord's Supper with his disciples. He is on the way to the cross, and he, in the upper room, comforts his disciples and gives them his last words as they are gathered together. In John 14:1, he simply says, do not let your heart be troubled. The little word troubled is a word that you might recognize if it were transliterated. That is put in English, terrazzo. It's troubled, like mixing concrete and stones together and then smoothing them over to let them dry and then polish them off. A terrazzo floor, it looks a little troubled. That's the idea, only the trouble now is in the heart. And Jesus says, you believe in God, believe also in me. He's standing before his disciples and exhorting them, believe in me. And why is it that his disciples should believe in him and that you and I should believe in him? Well, our Lord Jesus gives two principal reasons in the text. He says, first of all, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go and prepare a place for you. Jesus says, in my Father's house. It's a reference to heaven. And of course, a house is a place where people live, where they dwell, where they carry out their lives. And he's saying, in my Father's heavenly house, there are many places to live. This is rather astounding to the ears of some. But to those of you who really know and love Jesus Christ, it's not so astounding. And Jesus says, if it were not so, if this were not the truth, I'd tell you. And I go and prepare a place for you. I'm leaving you now. And of course, this is where the trouble of heart would come. And we understand this as Quentin, in God's providence, has been taken into heaven, away from us. And we experience a little bit of that trouble of heart. But Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. I've made a reservation for you, as it were, in a particular place in heaven. And surely that's the case with Quentin, that God had a particular place and a reservation, and he took him there. And that's what Jesus is talking about. And then Jesus says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm going away to be with my Father. And I'm going away to be with my Father through the doorway of death. And then I'm going to come back after I've prepared a place for you, and I'm going to take you to myself, that you can be in that place that I've prepared for you with me. Jesus is pleased to come back in different ways. He comes back by the power of his Holy Spirit to visit us. He comes back to claim the souls of those who trust him and take them into heaven. And he will come again a second time in glory, bodily, and the dead will be raised. Perhaps you remember the little story of Jacob's ladder. It's a nice little story. And the picture is that Jacob has been on a journey and is coming back to Canaan. And he stops at a resting place and uses a rock for a pillow. Probably not too comfortable. And yet he falls into a deep sleep. And he has a dream where there's a ladder reaching up into heaven. It's a ladder, or it may even be a stairway reaching up into heaven. And the angels are ascending on the ladder and descending on the ladder. Earlier in the Gospel of John, Jesus says to the disciples, you will see this, the Son of Man, and you will see the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. You see, Jesus is the ladder. Jesus is the way to heaven. And the angels are ascending and descending on the ladder. Why ascending and descending? You'd think it'd be the other way around. You'd think that they'd be coming down and then be going up, descending and ascending. But it's very likely that the picture is this, that the angels are ascending, escorting the souls of those who trust in Jesus into the presence of the Heavenly Father, and then returning back into this world to accomplish that task once again. Yes, Jesus is the way, and that's what this text is about. You see, in verse 6, it says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. I am the way and the truth and the life. What Jesus is saying here is that he is the true and living way to the Father. He is the way to the Father, the only way to the Father. He is the true way to the Father because he came into the world and died on a cross to pay the penalty due to the sins of people like you and me. And he is the living way because he rose again from the dead and ascended into heaven. And he sits presently at the right hand of his Father in heaven. Jesus is the true and living way to the Father. And as he says in verse 6, no one comes to the Father but through me. Thomas had already said, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Thomas was like a lot of people in this world today. They don't know the way into heaven. There are some who say, well, the way into heaven is easy. When God asks me, why should I let you into my heaven? I'll just say, well, I haven't lived such a bad life. And they depend upon their works to get them into heaven. No, that's an error. Jesus is the only true and living way into heaven. No one comes to the Father but through him. You cannot enter heaven on the basis of your own abilities. And then there are other folks who say, well, the way into heaven is simple. How do you get to heaven? You die. That's the way you get to heaven. That's an error of gigantic proportions. Because many people who die do not enter heaven. The book of Revelation says, whoever's name is not written in the book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire. No, there's only one way into heaven. This is why Jesus says, you believe in God, believe also in me. It's incumbent upon you and me to believe explicitly in Jesus Christ and to trust Jesus Christ. As a pastor in this congregation a couple of years ago, I had the privilege of seeing the Lord work in a particular way in the heart of Quentin Kilgore. And I really believe, through some of the teachings that he heard, God gave Quentin a spiritual awakening and renewal. And later he testified to various members of the congregation, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go into heaven. Because he knew in whom he believed. It was Jesus. And in the very middle of this text, it says, and you know the way where I am going. If you didn't know the way where Jesus was going before you came to this service, you've heard, at least briefly, about the way Jesus went into heaven. And Jesus says to you and to me, believe in me. Hear the word of God again in John 14, verse 6. I, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Believe in Jesus Christ and trust him as your way to heaven above.